Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second, the third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting third, the second baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Felix Mantilla. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Lee Thomas. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Lundborg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Lundborg. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second, the first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting third, the left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting eighth, the catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. There goes Green. The throw from Carrion to second, and Green is out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to third. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hauser scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Mantilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla takes first base on ball four. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mantilla. The throw from Carrion and he is safe. Mantilla steals second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro strikes out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green takes first base on ball 4. Lundborg moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinton misplays the ball. That's an error on Hinton. Lundborg scores. Green moves to third. Malzone moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones bunts towards the mound. McDowell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Green scores. Malzone moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Malzone scores. Jones moves to third. Mantilla moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jones scores. Mantilla moves to third. Thomas moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Gary Bell now pitching. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lundborg fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tillman strikes out. One out. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0-for-1 in the game. Lundborg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into left field. Mantilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-2 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Bressuit moves to second. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0-for-2 in the game. Lundborg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Lundborg covering, for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. Alves takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Jones reaches second base with a double. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mantilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Mantilla reaches second base with a double. Jones scores. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Luis Tiant now pitching. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-3 in the game. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the mound. Tiant settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Luplow pinch hits for Cam Carrion. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a fly ball into left field. Mantilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Joe Askew now catching. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bresut strikes out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tillman hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0-for-3 in the game. Lundborg hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Bresut settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-4 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown pinch hits for Floyd Weaver. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.